the U.S. medical school system also missed opportunities presented by COVID-19. For example, relatively few schools changed their admission requirements to make life easier for applicants. To apply for most U.S. medical schools, students still had to take a $320 hours-long standardized exam called the Medical College Admission Test, MCAT. A grassroots group called Students for Ethical Admissions called on schools to waive that requirement, citing the risks of disease spread that come with sitting for hours in an exam room with strangers. But only a handful of schools, including Stanford and the University of Minnesota, did so. The AAMC, which administers the test, maintains that all students should still take the MCAT. And not all schools have used the moment to update their curriculums or done a seamless job of bringing learning online. The majority of UK medical students experience some disruption to their normal training, one study found. This is a detriment to my education, sitting in my bedroom trying to focus when my parents are home working, agrees 23-year-old Ellie Warsh, a nursing student at New Jersey's Rutgers University. Warsh and her classmates were pulled out of the hospital from March to July 2020. They had to practice skills like full-body assessments on family members or roommates. Some students who lived alone used teddy bears. Now, Warsh says she has no idea if her skills will be on par with those of previous new nurses when she graduates in May. Those are real fears, particularly for students who aren't attending big-name, richly endowed medical schools that were able to adjust on the fly, and for those shouldering burdens like financial distress and child care during the pandemic. Time will tell how they fare when their residency placements come around. In the meantime, students like Emilia Zavalos Roberts, a 25-year-old student from Kaiser School of Medicine, find optimism in the disruption. Although the pandemic is obviously devastating, Zavalos Roberts says, I'm hoping that the energy and momentum for change that we're seeing now, that we're able to bring that forward when we're graduating 3 years from now.